This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we plow along in Proverbs 7 and 8, covering Her House is the Way to Sheol, Wisdom's Call, Granting an Inheritance, The Lord Possessed Me, and Favor from the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Whedon, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Lord, open my lips. Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, Lord. For
is God with his angels and saints.
Thank you.
Glorious is God with his angels and saints. A reading from 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whoever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. And this is the confidence that we have toward him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests that we have asked of him. If anyone sees his brother committing a sin not leading to death, he shall ask and God will give him life. To those who commit sins that do not lead to death, there is sin that leads to death. I do not say that one should pray for that. All wrongdoing is sin, but there is sin that does not lead to death. We know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning, but he who was born of God protects him, and the evil one does not touch him. We know that we are from God, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Forever, O Lord, your word is firmly set in the heavens. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it.
Lord, I love the vision of your house, and the place where your glory dwells.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
From God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. In the midst of the prayer that Jesus prayed the evening prior to his crucifixion for the redemption of the world, he prayed that his apostles be in the world, but not of the world. The Apostle John records these statements in his gospel. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. As you sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. Being in, but not of the world, is a difficult tension to maintain, is it not? Like those first apostles, pastors are to be in the world, but not of it, including you, soon to be Pastor Dylan Smith. Yes, they in turn seek to have their sheep be in the world, spreading the light of Christ that it overcomes the darkness of sin, but not being of this sinful world, entangled and enslaved by it. This tension that Jesus prayed about is the basis for John's teaching in our reading from his first epistle. John had a strong awareness of Satan and evil, his evil power over the world. He writes in our reading, "The whole world lies in the power of the evil one." So how can sinners like us, like you, Dylan, be in this world, surrounded by Satan and sin, and not be or become of it? Jesus teaches us here that the basis for not being of the world is being born of God in holy baptism, so that we believe in Jesus Christ as Lord God and also truly live in contrast to the pattern of the world around us. What we cannot by nature do, love God, love neighbor, keep God's commandments, as we originally were created to do, the new life in Christ that we receive as gift now empowers us to do just that. Listen again to John. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves whomever has been born of him. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Who is it that overcomes the world except the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Did you hear it? we overcome the world in which we live. We are no longer of the world when the Father gives us this new birth, that new birth that Jesus spoke of with Nicodemus, of water and the Spirit in baptism. Why does John write here about believing not only in the Son, but believing in the name of the Son? The name in which we are to believe is that unique name of divine name of the God of Israel. That name that the Son was given from eternity and shares with the Father, namely Yahweh. Because we have been given that unique name, shared by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in baptism, we now believe that Jesus is Lord, that He is Yahweh, who came in love, in the flesh, to redeem the world by giving that perfect flesh, by pouring out His priceless blood as a payment for the world's sins, for your sins. Through baptism, we now abide in Him, and we are of Him, not of the world. What is the result of this birth from God? Unlike the world around us that is full of hate found in words and written on bullets, we love God. We love all of those born of God. We love His commandments. We even love our enemies. Jesus spoke a lot about love, so John wrote a lot about love, and pastors like you will preach and teach a lot about love. You will find this to be so true in the ministry ahead of you, Dylan. Agape, sacrificial love, is the very nature of God who is agape. Pastors do not only teach love, through our baptismal union with Christ, we live love. John writes, "For this is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." Like the psalmist, and unlike the world around us, we delight in the law of God by daily drowning the old Adam, still alive in us, who delights in sin, and instead living the life of love in Christ. As John wrote, we know that everyone who has been born of God does not keep on sinning. The evil one does not touch him. We are of Christ. He delivers us from the evil one and shows forth His life of love through us in the world. But you will meet many, you and each of us who serves the church, many in your ministry who are both in the world and of the world. One of those for me, when I served at Trinity in Traverse City, was ironically John. His wife was in church every weekend, as were his four beautiful children, young children, who were also in our Lutheran school. His in-laws were lifelong pillars of that congregation. But John, who was my age, he was in his 30s at the time, was a young, strong-willed mensch who did not want anything to do with Christ or the church. I was a young, determined pastor at that time. And so I visited him repeatedly over a few years, talking for hours from the scriptures, but to no avail. So I finally gave up. I pulled his evangelism card out of my active file and put it on a stack. And a few years later, on a Saturday evening worship, I see coming in late to church his wife, followed by his four young children, and there was John. And then he came not only to that service, but he was in adult catechesis every week and worship every week. And then he was firm, he took some of his great life skills and put him to work as one of our trustees, taking care of our property. Yes, he had been miraculously born of God and began living a life of love in Christ. He was no longer of this world. He was loving God and others like never before. And then terminal cancer hit him within 2 years. Before cancer limited him to the bed that was set up in his living room, he used his woodworking skills to build a Jesus cross for each of his children and for each of his friends. This is the one that he gave to me. Even though cancer racked his body, he was truly, vibrantly, eternally alive, and now continues to live with Christ. You are not of the world, but you are called to share the truth of Christ in this world with those who are also of this world. The Apostle John writes these words at the conclusion of his epistle for all of us, including for you this morning, Dylan, as you are called into this holy office. And we know that the Son of God, who has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true, and we are in him who is true, and in the Son. He is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The whole church rejoices together when God answers prayer and sends a man out to be a pastor. While these candidate placements regularly take place in the spring, occasionally one occurs out of the normal time, such as today. We appreciate and give thanks to God for everyone who made the trip back to Fort Wayne for this joyous occasion. Many people are involved in the placement of a candidate here and across the Synod. Special thanks, however, must go to Robin Armbrust at the International Center, Nancy Raber of our placement office, colleague, and the director of placement, Dr. Jeffrey Pulse, who is currently on sabbatical in England. Would the candidate present himself for placement? Dylan T. Smith, Associate Pastor, St. Paul Evangelical Lutheran Church, and Jesus Lutheran Church of the Deaf, Austin, Texas, Texas District. The president will now read the charge to the candidate.
Pastor-elect Smith, go then, take heed unto thyself and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made thee overseer, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. Feed the flock of Christ, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind, neither as being lord over God's heritage, but being an example to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, thou shalt receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. The Lord bless thee from on high, and make thee a blessing unto many, that thou mayest bring forth fruit, and thy fruit may remain unto eternal life. Amen. Please rise for the Te Deum.
Thank you.
Lord be with you. O God, you are the strength of all who trust in you, and without your aid we can do no good thing. Grant us the help of your grace, that we may please you in both will and deed. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the blessings you have bestowed on Dylan in his preparation for the holy ministry. Grant him readiness and steadfastness in his ministry, patience, understanding, a cheerful spirit, and great zeal, that through his faithful service your gospel may go forth for the salvation of many. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Heavenly Father, your Son instructed his church to pray earnestly for an increase of laborers in the vineyard. Bless all those who are considering service as pastors in your church. Give them wisdom and patience, and remove all obstacles, that if it be your will, they may take up the call to follow you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.